بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟
Has the news of the overwhelming event reached you? Has the news of the overwhelming event reached you? In other words, the last day, this event will overwhelm everything. It is worth clarifying that this reference embraces all the stages of the next life, including the collapse of the present order, the resurrection of all human beings, and divine recompense. Some faces that day shall be downcast with fear. Some faces, the expression some faces means some people. The word faces is used to denote people because the face is the most conspicuous part of a person's body. Be toiling and worn out. They shall burn in a scorching fire. Their drink shall be from a boiling spring.
ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع.
They shall have no food except bitter dry thorns. They shall have no food except bitter dry thorns. At other places, the Quran informs us that zakum or ghislin will be served to the inmates of hell. In this verse, bitter dry thorns are mentioned as their food. There is no contradiction in these statements, as these inmates will be placed in various spheres of hell, in line with the degree of their crimes, so different foods will be provided to them. Alternatively, it might be that either zakum, ghislin, or thorns will be given to them. What is important, however, is that they will not have any good food as sustenance.
لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع.
That will neither nourish nor satisfy their hunger.
وجوه يومئذ ناعمة.
On that very day, some faces shall be radiant with joy.
لسعيها راضية.
Well pleased with their striving. Well pleased with their striving. The believers will be well pleased with the good results of their striving. It will be so gratifying for them that their faith, piety, self-restraint, discharging of duty in the face of all sorts of difficulties, obedience to divine commands, loss on account of shunning evil, and deprivation ultimately led to their abiding success. They will be in a lofty garden.
لا تسمع فيها لاغية.
Wherein they shall hear no vain talk. Wherein they shall hear no vain talk. Not hearing any vain talk is adduced as one of the major bounties of paradise. For further details, see Towards Understanding the Quran, Volume 5, Maryam 19, Note 38, page 166, Al-Tur 52, Note 18, Al-Waqia 56, Note 13, and Al-Naba 78-21.
فيها عين جارية.
In it, there shall be a flowing spring.
فيها سرر مرفوعة.
And couches raised high.
وأكواب موضوعة.
And goblets laid out. And goblets laid out. Goblets will be laid out for them. They will not have to even ask for these.
ونمارق مصفوفة.
And cushions arrayed in rows.
وزرابي مبثوثة.
And rich carpets leveled out.
أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت.
Do these unbelievers not observe the camels, how they were created?
وإلى السماء كيف رفعت.
And the sky, how it was raised high.
وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت.
And the mountains, how they were fixed.
وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت.
And the earth, how it was spread out. And the earth, how it was spread out. Those who deny the hereafter on the grounds that it is beyond the range of possibility should look around and consider some well-known facts pertaining to Allah's creation of camels, to the establishment of mountains, to His raising the heavens to very lofty heights, and to spreading out of the earth. They should also ponder on how all this was brought about. If it was possible to bring all these things into existence, and their existence is a tangible reality, what then are their grounds for believing that resurrection cannot take place? Why can a new world not come about? And what is the basis for thinking that hell and heaven are beyond the range of what is possible? Only a fool contends that things beyond his perception do not and cannot exist. One should better reflect on how things around one have come into existence. How was the camel created with the features best suited for life in the desert? How was this sky created, perfect as it is, for supporting life, for rainfall, for providing light and heat, and for placing the moon and stars? How was this earth spread out, which is the perfect habitat for man's life, for his sustenance and for storing water? How did these mountains come up, which are of different hues and abound in precious metals and minerals? Did all this happen without the Supreme Lord, the All-Wise Designer? No sane person can answer the above in the negative. If one is not stubborn, one can only concede that the All-Powerful and All-Wise Lord has created everything. The tidings given by the Almighty Lord should, therefore, be unreservedly accepted.
فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرٌ
So render good counsel, for you are simply required to counsel.
لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُصَيْطِرٌ
And are not invested with the authority to compel them. And are not invested with the authority to compel them. The Prophet, peace be upon him, is told not to worry if people do not see reason. He is not supposed to compel them into believing. His mission consists only in alerting them to the truth and falsehood, and in warning people against following a wrong path. He should continue to discharge only this duty. But whoever will turn away from the truth and disbelieve,
فَيُعَذِّبُهُ اللَّهُ الْعَذَابَ الْأَكْبَرُ
Allah will chastise him with the most terrible chastisement.
إِنَّ إِلَيْنَا إِيَابَهُمْ
Surely to us is their return.
ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا حِسَابَهُمْ
And then it is for us to call them to account.